a big piece of the puzzle. There is no doubt that because God keeps his promises, he is trustworthy. And because this is true, we can rest in him. The last briefing hit home with folks. I know because I heard from you. Thank you. It means the world to know you are encouraged. We looked at two promises of God upon which we can stand. Trust in the Lord. He will make your paths straight, meaning he will lead you. From Proverbs chapter 3. You will have the strength to keep going today and then tomorrow because God will give you new mercies each day. From Lamentations chapter 3. And then came a question from India. How do we know that God is hearing our prayers, and how do we know that God is being with us? I read it in the night, read it again this morning, and straight away began praying. The question is this, my friends. What do we take for truth in our lives? Or from whence cometh truth? What I know to be true, that which I would stake my life upon, is what I have gleaned from the Bible. Wait, before you dismiss that thought, you must understand that I have been about this journey all of my life. I have studied the Word of God, looked at its original languages, and the evidence that backs up its claims. I have seen with my own eyes archaeological proofs in Jerusalem, around the Sea of Galilee, in the Judean desert, etc. And then, I have been an eyewitness to how the gospel of Jesus Christ, contained, of course, within the scriptures, has radically transformed the lives of people I know. And hey, the Bible is not at odds with science, but rather shows the order and unique design of our Creator God. These, just for starters. So how do I know that God is hearing my prayers? The psalmist wrote, I call to God and he hears my voice. From Psalm 55. And Jesus said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Matthew 7. Two claims made from Scripture. But then I know from my own life and experience miraculous answers to prayers, specifically for healing. Psst, when I run into you at the gym, remind me to tell you about Lisa Ridardi. What an incredible move of God in answer to prayer. How do I know God really is with us? Because the Bible is trustworthy. I know God is with us because he said over and over that he would be, that he would never leave us alone. He said it in the Old Testament. He said it in the New Testament. And then, experientially, I have felt his presence. In times of praise and worship, he was there. In times of great distress, he was there to calm me, but also quiet me with his love. Like when my left cheek was on the concrete after the car ran over me, he was there. He was with me. I was not afraid. That is illogical, unnatural, supernatural. We can know the peace of God because he hears and answers our prayers. He promises to always be with us. He will tell us the way we should go. He will give us new mercies to meet the challenges of each day. Yes, God is trustworthy. And because of that, we can know the shalom, the total peace and flourishing of God.